Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Gen Lounge. We've been gone for a while because of a corrupted file, and someone had to get COVID. It was me.
It was you.
It was very much me. But I got Vince back with me, who's judging me for getting COVID again. So, hi, Vince.
You can call me Funkmaster Flex. What am I flexing?
I most certainly will not. So today I wanted to talk about NFTs, because who doesn't love talking about NFTs? Specifically, NFTs in gaming and Ubisoft, and why we shouldn't have NFTs in video games. You ready for this long drawn out conversation, Vince?
NFTs nuts!
Sterling contributions as always.
Yeah.
So, for those who don't know, Ubisoft recently dropped what they called Ubisoft Quartz as a beta, where it is essentially using NFTs and blockchain technology mixed with video games to form kind of a marketplace. So, essentially, with limited items, limited edition items, legendary items, any sort of item that you're done using, you can put on this market for people to buy with real money. And, you know, of course, Ubisoft is going to get a cut of it. So, of course, they're pushing this. And I know we've had similar markets before, like in Diablo. But I don't feel like this needs to be a full-fledged feature in every single game, where the pressure is get the best items, get the limited edition item and hold on to it so you can sell it later for more money. Like, this should not be a thing with video games, especially in common practice. What are your thoughts on this, Vince?
That's just the thing. Like, everything that I've heard about Ubisoft Quartz so far isn't anything new. It's just, it's using a whole bunch of vague buzzwords like metaverse and web 3.0, and it doesn't really have any attachment to something new or innovative. Because I don't know how many people like who listen to us even like mess around on Steam, but everything that they offer through Quartz, from what I've read anyway, maybe something different has, you know, come to light, but everything that they offer is just the Steam marketplace. It's special knives from Counter-Strike. It's your special hats from Team Fortress 2. It's just Quartz is like their Steam marketplace, but it's on the blockchain, and the CEO can only nebulously gesture at what that means.
The thing that made me want to discuss this was someone brought it up with the Ubisoft Vice President of Strategic Innovations, and it was talking about gamers' concerns, and oh boy, this response. The quote, this is the, and I quote, "I think gamers don't get what a digital secondary market can bring to them. For now, because of the current situation and context of NFTs, gamers really believe it's first destroying the planet, and second, just a tool for speculation. But what we at Ubisoft are seeing first is the end game. The end game is about giving players the opportunity to resell their items once they're finished with them or they're finished playing the game itself. So it's really, for them, it's really beneficial, but they don't get it for now." End quote.
Okay, so let me go ahead and translate that into non-dumbass. It is, don't worry, it's just like all the other terrible things we've done to make modern video games suck, and it's a very interesting way to approach this.
Yeah, because I love my response. I love the response of, so gamers are really worried about this. What do you think? I think they're too stupid to understand it. Yeah, that's not really a great way to go about it. Maybe instead of the VP of Strategic Innovations, maybe they should have had a marketing person there instead. But
also, the marketing person could say the stupid thing that we disagree with.
Fair enough. But for me, what I find, I guess, worrisome is there are a handful of companies that I do not want trying to run digital marketplaces. And if I had to have it, the two heads of the three heads of Satan's table of digital marketplaces, it would be staffed with Activision, Blizzard, EA, and Ubisoft. I trust none of those companies to do things for player benefits. I don't see any of them going out of their way to actually make this as a gaming benefit, as opposed to something that they can just keep siphoning off so much money from every transaction. And I don't like this, because Steam, I have no issue with Steam. Steam normally doesn't cause issues, but just with, maybe it's just based off reputation, but like, I do not want EA, Ubisoft, or Activision Blizzard dealing in this frequently from now on, because I could easily see them fixing values, inflating prices, taking hefty percentages of sales. They are very, and I know this is a stupid thing to say about a for-profit company, but they are profit-motivated to almost a sense of madness.
Well, and like, people didn't like Steam's marketplace whenever it originally came out, but then, you know, any of us who didn't want to mess with it, we didn't bother. Which is a thing that people can do, but what we repeatedly see is whenever a company decides, hey, we have this new revolutionary idea that's going to allow us to further monetize our player base, they just wind up steamrolling through it, and they frame it all as positive developments. They ignore any and all valid criticism. And it just seems to be this recursive loop of things that continue to happen. Because we had Horse Armor, and that led to predatory DLC practices with what we used to complain about back during the 360 era as on-disc DLC. People have since quit complaining about that as regularly, just accepting the fact that games will, you know, oftentimes release broken or release with additional costs bundled into the $60 or $70 now price tag. And I'm not going to say that, like, oh, I'm condemning Steam and their marketplace, but nothing that Ubisoft has shown off so far is new or revolutionary. And from what I understand, it's not like when their CEO or whoever it was pressed for details on what new types of gameplay, NFTs, or blockchain technology would make possible. I believe that instead of giving any credible information, he just didn't instead. It was like he applied a replacement effect of garbage.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things of, I am noted at Gen for my numerous complaints about secondhand marketing tactics. I did it with the Butterfingers in a Final Fantasy VII remake, where you had to buy a ton of candy bars.
I'm gonna have to bleep
to that. Get limited amounts of DLC. I am on record as being very anti-stupid marketing, and I maybe I'm seeing this as a worst case scenario. I can already see a new game comes out. There are 15 copies of this legendary item that it's limited quantity only. First 15 players get it. You can buy it now on Quartz for $150. And then it's just going to start inflating and speculating, because that is what people do. Back in the, I forget what it was, 1600s, 1700s, people speculated over flowers. Like, it's, especially with NFTs. NFTs are full of buzzwords, very deceptive. Most people don't even understand what they are. And I just see a lot of people being out of a lot of money because these they spend all this money on a limited edition item, and then 6 months later, because it was a multiplayer focused game, people get off the servers, the value crashes, and now someone's out couple hundred dollars buying this legendary item that no one cares about now. Like, it just, it seems like he's taking advantage of people to an extent even loot boxes haven't done yet.
Well, I mean, even the type of game you're playing, like just Overwatch, it was just cosmetics. But then you have other games where it's actual important pieces of the game that you'd have to unlock through loot boxes, like in Star Wars Battlefront, the shooter one. And as far as history goes, it's not exactly like this is a foolish route for them to take, because a huge portion of gamers hate loot boxes and microtransactions, but those people will still buy the games that they're in, while a substantially smaller group of people just astronomically pump up profits by, I don't know, succumbing to their gambling addiction because, you know, it's a part of them that they can't control, which is legitimately disgusting. The whole concept of whales and further monetizing sucks. And I know why they never give any good answers when pressed on, hey, what's this actually going to provide to the consumer? They don't actually have an answer is probably like the number one, because all they're doing is just chasing money. This is the new form of chasing the dragon, it seems. And they might come up with some kind of dumb explanation that people who actually know what the hell they're talking about can punch holes in. But the people who can actually shut them down are not the people who are interviewed, which is another, that's another concept where like the recursive Ouroboros-like nature of the games media and the video game publisher kind of comes into play. Because it's not like Ubisoft is really going to stick their CEO or PR person or what have you in front of somebody who's going to be extremely harsh to them. Being harsh to them might mean that you don't get to review their new game when it comes out, which means less traffic to your site, which means less money for you or anyone who like works at that site. So are you really gonna threaten like your livelihood that way?
Or worst case scenario, you get like the whole Kane and Lynch situation.
You're gonna have to remind me of what that is.
When Kane and Lynch came out, there was I think I remember if he was a reviewer or he was an editor for a gaming website, and he railed the game. He's pretty much called it, he in a review thing said the game was just bad, and the company threw a hissy fit about it, and he was unemployed a couple days later.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You gotta love the job security. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And I think what also concerns me is that with some smaller games, or even, I guess, even some larger games, there's the chance to, I guess, pair up with YouTubers, gamers, streamers to make like special items to get more money in the pocket. Or as we've seen with, numerous speculations, whether it be Magic cards, Pokemon cards, where you could find something where, we'll just say it's a small game on Ubisoft that has a lot of stuff on Quartz. You buy a bunch of legendary items for cheap, then you have like a coordinated YouTube campaign with a couple YouTube and streaming buddies, where you guys are streaming about this game, how awesome it is. Everyone should get involved, and everyone gets on there, and then they want to start, the market starts, they start buying things up, the prices inflate, and then these YouTubers just and streamers sell off their stuff at an enhanced profit, and the buzz dies down in like a month or so, and all the values crash, and everyone's out a bunch of money. It's literally crypto. It's crypto coins for gamers.
Yeah, it's exactly crypto. It's all blockchain related. And I think the largest issue I have with NFTs is it is as value. It's as valuable as crypto is, which is to say, not at all. Now, I know that I've had a number of takes on this show that people would probably dislike. But a fiat currency that's largely only backed by the ability for people to launder money or speculate on said currency. And the currency exists purely for speculation. It's why you have instances where, like, the CEO of Tesla will buy up a whole bunch of a particular coin, say that his company is going to be allowing you to spend that coin to buy a Tesla. Then the price gets real high. Both he and his company dump all of the coin that they were holding, and then comes out and says, oh, by the way, we're no longer allowing you to buy it with that coin. That's blatant speculation. That's market manipulation that would be stopped in the regular US stock market. NFTs are even less valuable, though, because you don't even own the thing that it's related to. You have a receipt saying you have ownership of the receipt, basically. And whatever you paid for it is the value of that receipt to anyone else who would want said receipt. But it's not like all of these people with these monkey profile pictures actually own those pictures. The PNG, the JPEG, whatever it may be. They don't. They have a record stating that they bought it. It's the Adopt a Highway or the Name Yourself After a Star of cryptocurrency. And they can do all of this blockchain stuff. They can chase the dragon when it comes to this, but they're not offering anything different than when you, I don't know, sell all of your trading cards on Steam to buy a knife for Counter-Strike. And even when it comes to Counter-Strike, when it, you know, gambling with those loot boxes, even those wound up getting regulated at some point. So they can pursue the profits now, but that doesn't mean they're always going to be there in the future either.
And here's some more thought for anyone who's still, I guess, on the fence. Let's say, hypothetically, you get a game like Titanfall, Anthem, I guess to a larger extent, Destiny, but Evolve, any one of those games that's essentially no story mode, just multiplayer. So you buy all these NFTs, hoping that the value will inflate up. If you, when you get done with the game, you can sell the stuff. But a lot of enough people fall off that they just had to shut the servers down. What are you going to do with those NFTs when the servers shut down? I mean,
add on top of that, Ubisoft doesn't support things forever either. There's a very real possibility that they will just make whatever money they can off Quartz, then pull the plug. And if they pull the plug, sure, you might still maintain the receipt of a thing that you bought, but you're never going to be able to access it again. So what does it matter?
Yeah, so I mean, that's a major concern of mine, is that if I will probably pick the most recent multiplayer focused game that I bought and enjoyed, Star Wars Squadrons. If I buy a whole bunch of ship parts and they decide to shut down the servers, I've essentially spent $20, $100, $300 over my time owning the game, buying NFTs on a game that no longer works because there's no servers. And of course, you can try to sell them off, but who's going to buy a digital item they can't use and a game they can't play? And I don't see, whether it be EA, Ubisoft, any one of them, actually saying, we're shutting down the server, so we're going to pay you the market value for your current NFTs. So you're essentially left saying, I own a string of code that nobody wants and nobody can use for anything, and you're just out all that money. As opposed to if you had like downloaded DLC that would still register with your game for like stories, campaigns, stuff like that. So I would fully state that this has the potential to be an anti-consumer practice.
So I want to bring up one thing real quick.
Just one thing?
Depending on what you meant by string of code, the people don't even own that. Like, this is... Okay, easiest way to explain this is when you do a transaction for an NFT, you pay an amount, you are told, hey, you know, you've made this purchase for this thing. The code itself for whatever the item is still just attached to your account. You don't own it. You will never own it. You don't have ownership of anything in any of your digital accounts. One of these days, that account is going to be rendered meaningless, and everything that's on it will likewise be rendered meaningless. I have like 1,000 games on Steam. Steam goes under, I'm just out all of that, and I understand this. So when you get in on this crypto stuff with NFTs and gaming, it's not forever. You don't even own the item. You just own something saying you paid X amount for it. So the purpose is just to speculate on it, because if you hold it, when the game goes offline or if they eventually shut the service down, you'll only have something saying you paid for it, but you still have no ownership. It's all licensing. Yeah. It's never anything more than a license. That's why, I mean, even Donald Trump was like, hey, I love licensing. It's the best. It's the best because of reasons like this.
And if anyone needs a good case study on how this could go, Amazon is a great example where someone had bought a bunch of movies on their Amazon account, and a couple of their movies just up and disappeared, and they were upset and they called Amazon and they went, where did my movies go? I bought these movies and I own them. And Amazon said, no, you did not buy these movies and own them. You bought the rights to be able to stream this movie an infinite amount of times. And because of that you bought the rights to be able to stream it, there was no law that they could, that when they took the, they still said, we actually own the rights to this movie, so we can take it off our servers. But
yeah, there's usually like a termination clause where it's like, hey, you know, you have the rights to stream, do whatever, but we have the right to remove that right from you at any point in time, even if there's no wrongdoing or anything like
that. Yeah, so this could easily go the same way to where you could, in theory, buy an NFT of an item, and whatever game company it is could, in theory, take it away from you, saying, well, you paid for that item, but you don't own this item, so we determine that if you haven't used this item in a certain amount of time, we automatically take it and put it onto the marketplace.
Yeah, and I think their terms of service for Quartz even outright stated that, like, there's no ownership. They can revoke it at any time. They have full... you have no ownership. They retain full ownership, and they can revoke your access at any given point in time, no matter how much money you pay for any reason. So even those stupid-looking monkeys are a better investment than that, and that's just, you know, a fool and his money are easily parted. The entire thing's dumb. This entire NFT merry-go-round is dumb. And by the way, I'd like to officially announce the Game Industry News NFT, drawn by yours truly. It's going to be a monkey banging on a drum, throwing its defecate everywhere. Just, you know, I might as well get in on it too.
We should pitch that to leadership, see if they'll let us put out a run of Game Industry News NFTs. See if the,
you know, 100% I'm going to do that. And he's probably going to say yes, and then I'm going to have to be like, oh no, I only said it as a bit.
Maybe the one bot who listens to us from Liechtenstein will... No, it was Lithuania. The one bot from Lithuania might buy one.
I hope not. They shouldn't. Spend your money to do actual... Like, if someone has the money to buy an NFT and, I don't know, it's burning a hole in your pocket or whatever, you should invest that in something tangible. Like, I don't know, invest it in your community and try to make it better. do not buy an NFT. Just please don't.
And that's the thing is, and I hope this podcast doesn't age poorly where it ends up being the NFTs and gaming is the best thing since sliced bread and flush toilets.
I mean, if they do something different with it that we don't already have access to, maybe it would be cool. But right now it's, hey, let's repackage the exact same crap you've seen for years and treat it as if it's revolutionary. I'm sorry, but like this is the Mega Man 9 of, hey, we're repackaging this and making it revolutionary for you. We've seen it before. We've seen it all before. Sure, it might be like a comfort food. I may have really enjoyed it at the time, but stop. Actually, Mega Man 9 is not a great... I was trying to think of like a really late entry into a series. I should have gone with Assassin's Creed. If I could turn back time, you know.
Well, I mean, you can always say it now. I mean, but yeah, this is one of those things to where it also doesn't help that it's coming from a company like Ubisoft, who I've had personal issues with. I wrote a recent column about how I feel like for the most part they've really kind of ruined Tom Clancy games after he died. And I feel like a company like Ubisoft making something like this where they could rip money and twist money in every possible orifice they can from the gamers. I literally feel like it's like setting up hiring two foxes to be the guard dogs to the chicken roost. Like Ubisoft, EA, Activision Blizzard, I don't trust them to do anything that will not cause the highest amount of profits and the most amount of pain for gamers. And it doesn't help. And maybe this is just me being a cynic, but whenever I hear a spokesman from Ubisoft or Activision Blizzard or EA say, no, we're doing this with gamers in mind. No, you're not. No, you're not. You have not done stuff with gamers in mind for years. And when I can see you with dollar signs in your eyes from here. Like, I know that this is, well, people really hate loot boxes. Why don't we repackage it this way? We can get more money and ride this new wave of blockchain and come out like bandits because some people will literally spend hundreds of dollars for things, not realizing the short or long-term consequences that could result from it. And there's so much I could go on with that would be for a different show with maybe why we need to have better financial education. But it's building up pop-up microeconomies that are not sustainable with the sole purpose of getting a large return, shutting that economy down, and then opening up another economy and doing that over and over and over again.
It's the taco truck of economy. It's like a pop-up restaurant. And I don't understand the problem that's being solved with this. It is largely the thing. It is a solution in need of a problem, not the other way around.
Yeah, and I can't see how it's going to be good for gamers, especially gamers who are on limited budgets, because if there are items that you can sell from in-game, all that tells me is that you get some gamer who has hope in their eyes, a pep in their step, and the willingness to grind. They will grind a game until they can get these rare items to try to sell them to make money. And like, I feel like this isn't something needed. At no point while playing a game like Borderlands have I ever wanted a thought process of, well, I found this really good legendary weapon. Should I use it? Or, oh, I don't know. Maybe I should just go sell it and get some extra money on the side. I just don't think it's a good system for gamers. It's not healthy. A lot of us, especially with the economy the way it is, if we have the opportunity to buy a game for fun or buy a game because the NFT market for that game is going stupid and we want to try to get ourselves in and get some extra money, most of us are going to do it because money's hard to come by and it's taking advantage of uneducated or desperate people, and I don't like it.
Well, yeah, and you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong on this. But I think they even went a step further than, oh, do I want to use this legendary weapon or flip it? Because I think they released like a very limited number of specific items. Like in one of the Ghost Recons or whatever, it was like there's 250 copies of a helmet, like a digital helmet, but only people who have like 500 to 600 hours in the game can actually get said helmet. Like, so they're purposefully trying to do a limited quantity, fear of missing out kind of thing with these, I believe.
Yeah, and it's a term that you and I have used so much that every now and again we'll say it in completely wrong situations. Artificial scarcity.
Yeah, we had an entire show about artificial scarcity and complaining about that.
And it's, we keep complaining because it's not going away. Like, There doesn't need to be a limited number of these helmets. You can award them to everyone who gets 500 hours in the game. But nope. Because if there's only 250 of them, then the price will go up and up. Especially if we decide that we want the next big bonus for 700 hour ones, and it's going to be something really cool, something really useful. This whole thing is going to be a dumpster fire. I can just feel it.
I don't think it's going to be a dumpster fire, so to speak. I think that it's just the next step of the whole digital marketplace garbage that we've already been subjected to. And we're going to continue to be monetized until there's absolutely nothing left to get. And these companies that are basically basing their entire yearly strategies over, let's make absolutely as much money as possible, and I don't know, to hell with the rest. They're just going to keep trying and trying and trying until they try to get blood out of a stone, and then when they're not able to double their profits year over year, however much percent Ubisoft aims for, Activision Blizzard aims for, what have you, all of their stockholders wind up pulling out, their stock prices fall just because they didn't, you know, double revenue year over year, because, you know, that's obviously sustainable. Yet another thing that I've complained about multiple times in a row.
Yeah, and it's it gets exhausting sometimes just trying to keep up with all this. And you and I have wanted to start a Twitch stream for Jin for a little while now, but because of crypto mining, we can't find a reasonably priced graphics card or even one that's in stock because everything's getting sold to crypto miners.
Oh, I could go off about that. Did I tell you that Nvidia was actually selling GPUs directly to crypto miners who are buying them in bulk? Did I get the chance to tell you that? Because I found out about that. It makes me insanely irate. Like, it turned me into an irate pirate, a real buccaneer. I will tell you that. Infuriating.
Yeah, you did tell me that, and that's part of the issues. Like, you know, some of us would like to get new graphics cards. And, you know, I'd like to stream Twitch for Jin. I know you and I wanted to do some things on there together as well for Jin. And because of this, like, I can't find a card. Or if so, it's being scalped for 50 to 100% of its value.
I think 50% is being way too generous. It's like 100 to 200% in a lot of cases. Like a 3080 that was like 700 on release can go up to like $2,100, which is disgusting. Even getting the ones that crypto miners have decided to throw away is still expensive. And those are used and beaten, like they're in their twilight years already, because they were run at, you know, 90 to 100% capacity for just extended periods of time. And I don't know, people also want Pokemon cards, and adults keep going to stores and taking all the Pokemon cards because we have to scalp everything. Everything's a market, and it sucks.
In this week's Gen Comeuppance report, did you hear about what happened to, I forget which Paul brother it was, I think it was Logan.
Are you talking about like the fake box of cards?
I am. For those who don't know, he bought a sealed, allegedly sealed, box of Pokemon cards for a couple million dollars. Someone said it might have been fake, so he took it to a card examiner that was respected, certified, and all that. And the guy said it looked like it was factory sealed, but then when they broke the seal and opened it up, the box of Pokemon cards was stuffed with packs of worthless G.I. Joe cards.
I mean, it couldn't have happened to a better asshole. That's all I'm going to throw out there. I'm going to have to bleep that too.
But, but it's just between crypto, card scalping, NFTs taking stupid amounts of money, like the group of people who spent millions of dollars buying the Dune pitch book thinking that it gave them the copyright to start making an animated show on it, even though it didn't. It's just insanity.
That Dune pitch book one was hilarious too, because they're like, oh, we're gonna scan it page by page and make an NFT out of this. And then someone replied to like that account's Twitter or whatever with a PDF that someone else who had a pitch book had already scanned and created. He's like, what? That's breaching our ownership of this book. And it's like, no, it's not. That's not how copyright works. Please, please read. Read a coffee table book. Read anything. Please.
And it's just nuts. And for those of you guys who don't know, Vince and I are very interested in like markets, economics, issues of that nature. And seeing some of this stuff just drives us just nuts, where it's just how can this be a thing?
Because people want money. We could probably sit there and complain about that all day, but I think now we're getting off subject. The bottom line is Ubisoft sucks. They just do. That's how they are. That is, they're in a perpetual state of suck. If you were to be near the Ubisoft headquarters, you would just hear like this vacuum-like sucking noise when you're around the company, because that's how much they suck. Like, you go to park your car in a neighboring lot and you just hear that's Ubisoft just in a perpetual state of suck. They constantly suck. A lot of the things they produce suck. They might be entertaining for 5 to 10 hours, but after that, it either sucks or becomes toxic. That's the difference between that Phoenix Rising game and Rainbow Six Siege. Rainbow Six Siege is a sludgy pool that nothing good has ever come out of. And I will hold that opinion forever. But, yeah. My opinions do not reflect that of game industry news at all, by the way. That's just me. I play RPGs. I'm not a huge fan of Ubisoft.
I guess my final point is I don't like Ubisoft doing this, because I jokingly refer to it as the Ubisoft singularity, which is it will come a point where all Ubisoft games, no matter what the original title was a open world tower climbing liberate district games that you have crafting in. All of them. Doesn't matter which one. I'm waiting for Rainbow Six to get to that point as well.
Wasn't that Wildlands?
And yes, Ghost Recon, which
they're all the same to me. I'm sorry.
Which, for shameless plug, I did do a column on the site where I talked about the evolution and de-evolution of Tom Clancy games over Ubisoft time with them from when they first came out in 98. But my final point is, these games have been made and built to be as monetized as possible. So forgive me for not having faith that Ubisoft is coming out with a new digital market to buy things digitally in games that they've already heavily monetized with the intention of giving players extra options. I don't buy it for a second, and I don't think any listener should either.
Well, it's just, you know, they have to do all of this extra monetization to pay for all of the lawsuits and everything that's popping up, because they keep having sexual abuse scandals pop up at Ubisoft over and over again for the last few years. So they have to pay for those somehow, right?
Yeah, and we know Microsoft's probably going to get involved now that they spent all that money buying Activision Blizzard, which that'll be our next show, because I have so much I want to talk to you about that.
Dude, there are so many people who want Microsoft to, like, buy up every other company. Like, the huge one I've heard is, could you imagine if Microsoft and Sony merged? And it's like, that should never happen, because it would be a multimedia tour de force. Jesus. And then the other one that everyone's all excited about would be, Microsoft buying Nintendo. And I'm like, oh. So they bought like the fifth or sixth biggest publisher for 2020, 2021. And you think that they should just move on to buy the third? Like, well, yeah, imagine how amazing Pokemon would be with like Microsoft, at, you know, pumping money into it. And it's like, that's not how rights work. Nintendo's not the sole owner of Pokemon.
I mean, let's be honest, Microsoft is far from perfect, but that'll be for next show.
It's true.
Do you have anything else you want to add, Vince?
No, I went off on a giant rant on Ubisoft, and I'm probably going to have to edit it, and it's going to make me very unhappy.
Screw it, leave it in.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, we'll do it live. Just leave it in there. Thank you guys for joining us. We're back for 2022. So a little rough with COVID, so bear with me, but we are definitely going to be getting our shows back together. We're already planning some guests in the future, and we do plan on getting a Twitch stream going. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or want to have a show idea that you want us to do, let us know at ginlounge@gameindustry.com. Thanks for joining us, guys. If you stay safe and stay healthy.
Yep, and if anyone has any, like, recommendations of games to play on a Twitch stream, or anything you'd be interested in watching someone play on a Twitch stream, do be sure to like leave a comment wherever you're listening to this, because so far my ideas have been, you know, playing survival games and watching Neil die over and over again, which I think would be very funny. Anyway, enjoy yourselves.
It would be for one of us.
It'd be hilarious for me, and I think that's the most important thing.